Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Guns and schools. Could this bill happen here? 208, Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, Newstalk 830 WCCO. This is Tennessee. Dave, I could see you, 12-year-old, thinking you're kind of... you're smooth with the ladies, and you're going up to somebody, hey, what's your name? She goes, I'm Mary. Well, Mary, you're the only 10 I see. Mm-hmm. I could see that. I could see you doing that.
That's how it happened.
Tennessee House Republicans yesterday passed legislation that allows some trained teachers and school staff to carry handguns. Okay? Where do you stand? We're going to flesh this out. Do you want this? Bottom line, do you want this? Whether you're listening to us on the Odyssey app in Tennessee, listening here in Minnesota, listening wherever you want, do you want schools to have the ability where administrators, not just school resource officers, not just police officers, where individuals who work at the schools to have guns? Part of the criteria. Enhanced gun permit you need. Written authorization from school and law enforcement. A background check. 40 hours of school and police peace officer training. And a psych exam. That's part of what you need to have if this can happen. The school's district of schools, the school's principal, and the chief of the law enforcement agency must sign off on staff members' authority to carry a concealed handgun. School administrators could block any teacher. School administrators could say, nobody's doing that. It was mainly Republicans who wanted this. And the bill could become law in Tennessee. It's not yet. If the Tennessee governor either signs the bill or lets it become law without signing it. I think that's weak, by the way.
It's incredibly weak. I read that, too, and it's like, what?
What kind of position? And there are other states, there are many states who I think have this, where you pass, you're the governor, in this case, Tim Walz, or in this case, it's Governor Bill Lee, where I guess you're having it both ways.
Yes,
right?
You are.
You don't want to stop it. You don't want to veto it. But you also don't want to come out authoritatively for it. No. You need to, as governor, have a render a decision.
Show policy. Once the bill arrives at the desk, 3 days.
Yeah, no matter.
You either sign it or stamp that veto.
And you know, the dumb thing we do with certain bills is we throw 17 other things in there, which have nothing to do with it, and it complicates things. My policy has been for a long time, no. As horrifying as the school shootings continue to be. God knows we'll talk about this today, and before the day's done, we'll have some other alert. Or tomorrow. Or Friday. It's going to happen again. We were talking last week about 25 years after Columbine. My default is still no, because I don't trust in the moment of panic, even with everything I said, the training, the background check, the people having to sign off, that the situation might not get worse. Where all of a sudden, I mean, training's one thing. How many times have we talked to officers over the years? Now, some sadly face this all the time. Thank God they're there for us. But others never face it, and the first time something happens, and maybe they handle it heroically, maybe they don't, right? They're like, I couldn't believe the adrenaline rush and all that. And now we're asking the social studies teacher to do this. I get the other comebacks. I do, from people saying, hold on a second. Police might, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, we might have a Uvalde situation when there was utter bleeping incompetence and cowardice. And I can have a teacher in there or an administrator with a weapon who's had this training, and you're saying no? Another pushback is, by the way, every shooting doesn't happen near the metropolis. Near Nashville, near Memphis, near Minneapolis, near St. Paul. It's further away. And it's a small town. And there's 8 police officers, and they're not close. Like in other cities, and it takes longer. And the good guy argument. I can't mock those arguments. I can't. I can't say, well, there's no logic to them. Still, I'm so much more inclined to multiple school resource officers paying more to have as many as we can who are trained. And again, the adrenaline rush for them. Who knows? I'm much more inclined to go that way than class to class to class with a concealed weapon. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. This comes up a lot. And so instead of bringing it up on a day when there's a shooting, and it's, why are you talking about that? By the way, I think we should talk about it then. Because on a lot of these issues, when it's, well, you shouldn't talk about it then, it means you don't want the policy to change. We need to talk about it when maybe it's an agent for change. I understand the thought of, we have witnessed so many shootings, we should try things. Because I've also been in the category of, we should try things. And we can't just fall back to the same thing. I'm still in significant preference of multiple school resource officers, police officers who have been trained, who have lived this, compared to a person who is genuine, who wants to help, but is also teaching French. And by the way, also might be a hunter, so operates guns. I want to hear from you, Dave, when we come back. What do you want to say? We got a caller. I'd love more. If you had a chance to vote in this, maybe you have kids there. Maybe you have grandkids there. Maybe you used to go to school there. Or you just have a curiosity of interest. You care about human beings and trying to stop this. Who doesn't want to find ways to stop this? And mental health obviously is a huge part of this. Gun access is a huge part of it. But on this particular aspect in Tennessee, where it might become the law, if you go through not the easiest criteria, but you go through it, your English teacher, and multiple others, if the people involved okay it, could have handguns. Is that way to go with this issue. 651-461-9226. We'll get your calls and texts. Susie's going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Much lighter fun with Susie. Jason will take you home. Twins baseball. Entertaining finish last night.
That's right. All they do is win now.
Dreadful team, but entertaining finish with Buxton and Kirilloff coming through.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
22 past 2. Okay, we're talking about Tennessee. A bill passed yesterday, which would allow some trained teachers and school staff to carry handguns. The Democrats in the state body did not agree. What you would need is an enhanced gun permit, written authorization from school and law enforcement, background check, 40 hours of school police peace officer training, a psych exam, and again, just to back up one of the points, if the principal, if the director of schools and the chief of the appropriate law enforcement agency said, no, it's not going to happen. I'm still inclined, understanding how frightening this is, how we're failing in this area, I'm still so much more inclined to let's get more police officers, let's get more school resource officers on the gun debate. It's more, it's mental health, it's communication, it's understanding. But in this part, Dave, before I get to calls, Dwayne, Pete, and Neil, and I'd love more text too on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text lines at 651-461-9226. Is there any scenario for you?
No.
None?
No.
Where you want a teacher?
No, zero. I think it's absurd. I think it's asinine.
How come?
Because I think we're assuming that with 40 hours of training and all these background checks and everything, all every teacher, when you know an emergency happens, when there happens to be, God forbid, an active shooter within the school, they're just going to turn into Dirty Harry and take care of business. No, I think it's ridiculous to assume that teachers are going to do that. Maybe some could.
Well, some probably could.
I mean,
it's undeniable.
I'm highly dubious that it would work out well. I also think adding guns to a problem of school shootings or workplace shootings or anywhere else shootings in this country, I don't see how that helps.
We have conceal and carry many, many states,
mm-hmm.
and it didn't turn into the OK Corral in those states.
No, we have a lot of shootings in this country, don't we? A lot of shootings.
We do, but I don't know if a lot is tied to conceal and carry.
No, it might be. It might not be. I just think our country has, in my opinion, a serious gun problem. You look at the stats of the amount of guns that we have available compared to the people. I mean, it dwarfs the amount of people that live in this country, how many guns are in this country. And, you know, I think it's very easy to see a scenario of a kid, however old, middle school, a high school kid who's got problems, who, you know, has this urge to commit a school shooting and they don't have a gun. Well, I know where to find one. I know which teacher carries one.
Mm-hmm.
And
it opens up a lot of doors. It tries to solve. Listen, I'm pushing back just in the theoretical. I'm not going this way either. I get the frustrations, though. I totally get it. Let's go to the calls. Dwayne, you're on Newstalk 830 WCCO.
Good afternoon, Chad.
Thank you, sir.
You're right. As far as who should be there with the training and the firearms and the know-how to take care of a situation like that, you probably wouldn't find 1 in 1,000 teachers, even though they might have a carry permit, that would physically pull a trigger, especially against a kid.
It's a daunting responsibility to think about it, right? With all the training, my God, this happens, and now I got to shoot Steve, who's been in my class for the last 6 months.
In the state of Minnesota, to be a police officer, every one of those people have to spend 6 months at a training facility sponsored by the state, and about a third of that time in that facility is firearms, physical shooting of firearms and learning how to use them and learning where to hit with what you're shooting at. And they have to pass the tests on that course to be able to get a license to become a police officer. Then once they get to be a police officer, they have to practice, and every chance they get, they need to practice, because they have to qualify at least twice a year in the state qualification system. The people that get carry permits start bragging about having a permit, and then they don't ever go shoot the gun just to go shoot it and make sure they still know how to do it. They put it in their purse or put it in their pocket, walk around with it and think hot stuff, but push comes to shove, they would never pull a gun on a kid.
Dwayne, thank you very much for the phone call. Pete, you are next. You're on the Home of the Twins, WCCO. What do you want to say?
Yeah, I kind of want to build off what Dwayne just said. I joined the Army to pay for college, and to think that you can just take some 40-hour class and be prepared for the chaos of violence. I mean, school shootings is as abhorrent as anything as most of us can imagine. But when there's a fire, you want to make sure the bucket of liquid you throw on it isn't gas. It just, this is a reactive, you know, effort at best. And I've yet to see any data that more guns has ever made anything safer.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the phone call. Let me get to a number of texts, and we'll get to Neil also. I want to know if the teachers would have to sometimes be identified so someone knows who's got a gun. That would be kind of scary to me. Yeah, I mean, that's what you were alluding to, too. I mean, I would assume no, right?
I would imagine students would figure it out.
Yeah. I mean, if it's on their...
Yes.
I mean, if in theory you want to keep it as safe as possible because it can spring up out of nowhere, it's on you, right? It's not just in the desk, is it?
Yeah, a little safe on, you know, next to the desk.
Well, there was a debate on the safe, and no, they're not going to do that. I one of the teachers, more of a pro-gun guy in Army teachers is not the best solution to me. I would rather have a couple plain clothes, trained security guards armed. That's me. That's where I am, you know. And listen, we had a huge debate in this state for about, what, 9 months, and what the criteria should be, how far school resource officers can go, and a lot of pushback. And, hey, I don't know if they solved it, but they voted through an adjustment, and we'll see how that plays out. More text at 651-461-9226. I cannot imagine that arming more people reduces a gun threat. More text here, 651-461-9226. Will the school legally support the staff who participate in carrying a gun and possibly being challenged by a parent or the legal system? Yeah, that's another part. I mean, where's the line on, okay, I'm the teacher, Dave. I went through all the protocols, but then I just completely screwed up. School's on the hook too? Just me? How's that playing?
I'm sure it wouldn't get litigious.
No, not at all. Neil, thank you for listening. I appreciate it. You're on WCCO.
All right. Well, thank you for having me on. My daughter is a teacher, and she taught 2 years in Spain because they don't have any guns in Spain, and she's now teaching at Uruguay because it's the safest democracy in the North and South Hemisphere, but safer than U.S. She won't teach in the United States because of gun violence. And I'll tell you, if you put a firearm in with her fellow teachers, she'll never come home again. So please don't pass that law because we want her to come home.
Understand. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Texter says, I'm surprised that neither one of you is open-minded enough to consider a pilot program for such a program. I completely agree that teachers at random should not be allowed to carry firearms in classroom. I also think there is room for nuance in certain situations with a very strict set of requirements. Well, I said in the first segment, I'm trying to not dismiss these ideas and think they're outlandish and ridiculous. You were more powerful. You're allowed to feel that way. I've said I want us to be more open-minded. This is a heck of a leap, though. There's no dipping your toe in the water and trying something out when now it's, I don't know, 10, 15, 25, whatever it is, teachers have guns. You know? Yeah. We can't set up the fake school where this is going to take place and just over and over again, we just run through scenarios.
Yeah, and you can't have, you know, 10 schools in the state where they say, okay, we'll have the pilot program. These teachers are allowed guns. And 5 years later, well, there's been no shootings. It works.
Yeah. I mean, you could, but if there's no shootings, what have we learned?
We've learned nothing.
I mean, some would say maybe the possibility of kids knowing that individuals had guns stopped it. Can we prove that? Maybe there's cases. I'm not sure we can. Let's see how this plays out. And by the way, Governor, sign it or veto it. Stop this cop-out that governors have the option to just let it become law.
That's Tennessee. Let's get some cojones.
They're
let's
not
go.
The only ones, but let's go. Susie Jones. Some fun with Susie. Buckle up, baby. Might be some sex talk. You never know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.